One of the biggest stories in sports these days involves an athlete who retired 3 years ago and a sport that's out of season. The question is whether Michael Jordan will play professional basketball once again. Commentator Frank DeFord thinks he knows the answer.
Precisely 3 months from now, the new NBA season will start with the heretofore utterly unknown Wizards of Washington opening in Madison Square Garden, there in the mecca of monster media and hoop lore memories. As Dana Carvey, the church lady of Saturday Night Live, used to say, how convenient, because presumably Michael Jordan will begin his latest reincarnation as an NBA player at that game. After all, after carefully assessing all the evidence, I believe the two things we can absolutely count on in sports this summer are that, number one, Anna Kournikova is positively once again not married, and number two, Michael Jordan is guaranteed once again returning to the National Basketball Association. Especially in as much as NBA ratings are down a gargantuan 35% since Mr. Jordan last hung up his sneakers, the league is ecstatic about his reappearance. Many other aficionados, particularly those with a precious sense of drama, are disillusioned, since he departed the sport so in the spirit of mythology, dominating the whole evening, then being lifted up to heaven on a cloud after scoring the championship basket in the last seconds. As for myself, a large part of me is very blasé, because it really doesn't seem that his airness is ever really gone, does it now? He's like one of those politicians who's forever setting up an exploratory committee to examine the next office, which we know he'll run for. It's easy to sometimes forget that he hasn't technically been playing basketball these last few seasons. On the other hand, a part of me feels a bit sorry for Michael, because his need to return to the arena indicates that for all he possesses, intelligence, charm, looks, wealth, health, a contented family life, he obviously feels he can't be happy unless he's still playing ball. We know it isn't the money. Does he need the glory, the action, the challenge? Does he just need to be back with the guys? I remember the year after John Havlicek retired. I was at the Celtics opener, and he was there too, and we were chatting, and I started to go into the Boston locker room, and I said, "Aren't you coming in with me, John?" And he said, "I can't, Frank. I don't belong there anymore." And he looked terribly wistful. Giving up a sport also means giving up that special camaraderie, and even, finally, saying goodbye to childhood. In many respects, these returns by Jordan and the many other athletes who try it after being away from their game are not so much a comeback as a go-back. Or maybe it's even more simple. Maybe Michael Jordan is just discovering what an awful lot of men do who retire, that despite what you thought, playing golf every day is just not enough in life.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.